Last spring, a new series of performance dance classes started being offered in Bloomington, Indiana, complete with pole dancing lessons and a session on fan dances as well. They were a hit. Burlesque had come to town. Now, after a number of sold-out showcases, it's a phenomenon that has grown far beyond anyone's wildest imagination.
Goodbye, Joe, me gotta go, me oh my.
I caught up with two burlesque performers to find out what it takes, how much it costs, and what got them interested in this sensual form of expression.
Well, I guess I first heard of burlesque years ago. Like, I would think I was in high school, and there was a PBS special on Sally Rand doing the fan dance. And I remember flipping through the channels, and I came across this woman with these two huge fans, like, you know, moving them around. And I just thought, I don't know what that is, but whatever that is, I want to do it.
That's Lisa Schelling, better known to Bloomington burlesque audiences as Lolita Tart. She had no real dance or performance experience before this, but now she says she's totally hooked.
Burlesque it's a form of striptease where the emphasis is really on the tease. You can take a whole 3-minute song and take off a pair of gloves, and that's burlesque. And you can have an audience hanging on your every move, and right there, that's burlesque. And traditionally, burlesque was more like vaudeville, a variety show. So you'd have singing, and you'd have juggling, and dancing was one part of it, but it was only, you know, a small part.
As she said, burlesque, with its comedy and music and satire, had its origins in 19th century vaudeville. Its influences can be seen in cabarets, the follies of the 1920s and 30s, and then in girly shows of the 1940s. After changing and evolving into many other types of entertainment, classic burlesque performance started to make a comeback in the mid-1990s, with some off-Broadway shows in New York City and troupes springing up in bigger cities around the country. Neo-burlesque, as the movement is called, now has international pageants and conventions, and troupes like the one in Bloomington, Indiana, are popping up all over the country. Schelling mentioned that burlesque artists have to fight stereotypes all the time.
I think the biggest sort of misconception and question that people have about burlesque is, well, how is it different from stripping? And I think it's largely the attitude. It is more about the tease, and it's not about hurry up and get your clothes off. It's all about how you're doing it and what you're doing. But it's also a much more supportive audience. It's a very feminist sort of art form where it's not about people looking at you as much as it's you feeling empowered on the stage.
Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio.
Lolita Tart made her solo debut last weekend in Bloomington with a honky-tonk burlesque performance to this song, Jambalaya, by Hank Williams. What can you expect to see at a Bloomington burlesque showcase? Live music, singing, acrobatics, comedy, dancing. An audience of both men and women from all walks of life. Cheering, screaming, laughing. It really is quite the scene.
Hi, Danielle. Nice to meet you.
I met with another burlesque superstar at her apartment, Danielle Perdue.
I like the crowd. I like the mentality. I like that body positive. It helps me become positive about who I am, and it took me a long time to get to this point in terms of body image. I am very happy being curvy. I'm happy being tall. And I like glitz and glamour. I mean, gosh darn it, who doesn't love glitter?
But glitter does cost money. For their recent performances at the Bloomington Burlesque Showcase, both Schelling and Perdue had to make their own costumes. And if they used any special props, they bought those as well. There was sewing, there was gluing, and there was a lot of searching through the racks at thrift stores. This is definitely not a cheap hobby.
The fans are really expensive, so I didn't want to get a fan. Boas are expensive if you get good ones.
Yeah.
Pasties are retarded. The ones I have are $18 for two, and you can't really technically reuse them. They're like stickies. The pasties themselves, from the company, basically you stick them on once and they're super thin, and then they don't fit ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But the bra, I just used one of my bras and sequined it up. It reminds me of the cheesy, little kid sequins that you use in, jazz performances when you're, 8. Because yeah. I used to do that. Like, I used to perform. I totally did the whole tap and jazz and clogging and all that weird stuff. I have bright yellow,
whoa, what is
like this? Stiletto-y heels. Yeah, like a good 4-inch heel. And I actually have these in cobalt blue, like a shiny patent leather cobalt blue.
Nice.
And a bright fuchsia. My mom actually made this belt with me, and that just went around, and I shimmied. That was good times. And then I actually have these two boxes here. These small boxes are full of fishnets. And, I mean, these aren't super cheap. They're like $7 a pair. Which is, I mean, if you rip a hole, there's $7.
Yeah.
Costumes are expensive. It's that simple.
Even with all the money and the time that goes into the costumes and the aches and pains of learning the routines in the classes, they both agreed it's all worth it once you hit the stage. But what about the nerves?
Honestly, it goes by so fast that when you're actually on stage, you don't think about it at all. Beforehand is kind of terrifying, and afterwards is really exhilarating. But while you're on it up there, you just do it. You don't even think about it.
It's so strange because I don't feel that confident, but I think I was so excited combined with that nervousness. At one point during the performance, you know that you're doing well when the audience screams so loud that you come out of your head and hear them. I had that moment and I was shocked.
And every shadow filled up with doubt.
If you want to find out more about burlesque in South Central Indiana and get information on classes and the performance showcases, become a fan of them on Facebook, Bloomington Burlesque Brigade.
I want to do bad things with you.